Okay, I think we're recording. Hopefully, Craig, if you see this, that means that we did it right. Welcome to our Friday community health coach team meeting. Yep. Thank you, Dean. Thank you. It is October 21st, and I am so excited that I get to help host. And by host, I hope that just means we're all linking arms together and we're contributing to the conversation. So my name is Linda Benson, for those of you who might not know me, and I am a coach with Craig on his team, as we all are, but I've been coaching about 2 years, I think. I actually can't remember how long it's been, but it's been a wonderful ride, and a lot of that wonderfulness is because of you guys. So I see that I think one guest popped in. And Carol, I saw Carol pop in, but I know she might not be able to say anything. So we just want you to know, Carol, that we do see you. And if you're on a phone, I believe it's star six. Is that right, you guys? Mm-hmm. To unmute if you want to pop in. Yeah. Okay. Kim's not. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. But other than that, is anybody expecting a guest that we should keep an eye out for today before we kind of move into our table talk? If so, just let me know or unmute. Otherwise, one thing that I wanted to ask is, did anybody listen to a Habits of Health call or any of the support calls this week? Anybody? I didn't. I sent them all out to my clients and didn't listen to it. But I'm not seeing anybody that might have listened to it, because I love hearing people speak. Betsy did. Betsy, would you, and Dawn, did you raise your hand too? You did? Betsy, yes. would you come off mute first, yep. And then Dawn to you? But I'd love to hear both of your guys' takeaways.
I listened to the podcast of the nurses call, and I do believe it was this week's call, but you guys might, if somebody else heard it, it was Marcia Hildebrand basically kind of giving an overview of, the habits of health, and her overview was talking about, sources of toxins and things like that in our body, and similar conversation that Linda and I were having earlier, that sometimes a good thing can be good for you, but too much of it can be a bad thing. And it was a really good overview with some information, just kind of refresher information that was really good. And then she did have two or three really good, interesting calls. They weren't the typical about diarrhea and or constipation. They were, one gal had a type 1 diabetic that she was having some issues with, which type 1 diabetics have different protocol for the program than a type 2 diabetic. So that was, for somebody like me who's been coaching for a while and listens to those calls, it was good to get some insight from that. That's it.
Betsy, you touched on something really important there. And again, if you're rewatching the recording, we invite you to join us live on Fridays. But we get together because none of us are as healthy as we want to be. But part of our intentionality in life is to get together and move forward as a collective community, but also help each other know how can we better serve the people in our spheres of influence that maybe that are either clients or have joined our mission. So that's a lot of why we do these calls. But Betsy pointed out, you can be a coach for a long time and know a lot, but you never really stop learning. And that's something I always appreciate about Betsy, is she knows a ton, and yet she's always learning. So that's something that we always want to perpetuate in our team, is that we're never done learning. Dawn, you had your hand raised. I'd love to hear some of your takeaways. Which call did you listen to?
Well, I have listened to so many calls and watched so many videos that I'm just trying to remember. I know I attended all of them, and the one I remember specifically was the doctor's call. And I took really good notes, because my very first client is a type 2 diabetic. And Wow. He touched quite a bit on diabetes, and she has severe neuropathy. And so he went into pretty good detail about how the plan really can't reverse that, but it can certainly stop the process. So that was very beneficial to me being new. He also talked to other people with regards to, I think, IBS and just other allergies. One lady had allergies, or she felt like she may have allergies to the product. She'd been on it for a year, went off of it, came back on it, and started getting severe allergies. And he indicated that that couldn't possibly be what it was, that people do come into severe allergies later in life. So that was also really beneficial. Just the health part of it for me, it was the first doctor's call I've sat in on. So the other one was just supporting one another. You know, as we, that continues to be repetitive in everything I hear. So I love that. Just, you know, like you said, arm in arm, helping each other, supporting each other, even the new guys.
Yeah.
And I love all the support, you guys. I appreciate it so much. So anyway, there was a lot in this brain, but that's about it. I don't want to take up the whole call. So.
No, that was great. And Dawn, you're quite alive on the Facebook, on our private community. And that's, I love seeing you. You are. And everything, when you guys, when I bring someone in who's new to the community, or any of us, and you know, we just to be able to see that immense amount of support is, I mean, where else do you find that? You know, like, here's all these strangers saying, yes, you're drinking water, or you're working on your health. I mean, what a cool thing for new people to see. Dawn is a new coach, someone who's joined the mission and wants to pay it forward. How have the support calls, or just the support pieces, been helpful for you? And you talked about this a little bit, but as you're getting started, I mean, there's so much you can learn.
Yes. Well, I've only been on the program 3 weeks, and then started as a health coach like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
So I just have a severe love for people. I just always have. And I think my story, I just want to reach out to people that may be just like me. And I feel like I'm kind of a hidden, I'm on full disability. And I think sometimes people that have a disability get, you know, you can't see past, oh, she looks fine. You know, what could be the reason? And so I think there's so many people that may be like that, that have had something happen in their lives that, you know, changed. And mine was in a tremendous weight gain. And so I'm very passionate about that. And with the background that I have in business, I feel like the combination will just be really good. And so the support calls have been tremendously helpful for me, because I've been out of any sort of, you know, how to do things, how to, you know, just the, how things work. And my coach is fantastic, but sometimes you feel like just one more call, you know, like it's constant. Yeah. So I just love the support and just the community. The challenge is fantastic, meeting people on the challenge. And I just feel like if there was anything I could add, would be, don't ever stop supporting people. Even if you think, you know, I've said this so many times, but that so many times is new to somebody that's new.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so.
I love that. I love that. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, Dean, I saw you nodding your head.
Yeah. May I? Thanks, Don. If you don't mind too, and it's because I seem to, I'm saying this because of, in my newness as a coach, relatively speaking, I seem to get clients that are prospective clients coming to me who are not the norm. I mean, it's not just a weight problem. They have, you know, like I have a gal I've been talking with for weeks, who has AS and also has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And I know nothing about these things.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, and she's just kind of in that place where she's going, I don't think I can do anything but lose weight with, you know, this. I don't know if it's going to help me. And quite honestly, when it coming for me, I have no clue, you know? So I was kind of curious, Don, because I don't know your story. What is the disability that you have, if I may ask?
Well, first of all, the Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, I know someone that has that. And so if you ever want to talk outside of the group, I mean, I could get some more information from her for you that might help you with your client, because sure, she's a very close friend. As far as my disability, I fell at work 7 years ago. I was a marketing rep for 25 years. Wow. And I fell on the ice, and it's been 7 years ago. I've had, I'm going on my 7th surgery. So 3 hip surgeries and 4 back. And then a total hip replacement going on, 2 hip replacements, and a brand new bladder lift. So that's a little too much information. I'm sorry. But it's just been one thing after another. And with labor and industries, it's just a very slow process. And, you know, and so I'm not able to work as I was. And I miss that so bad. I would get up and go to work every day if I could. So this for me is a total answer to prayer.
Oh, that's great.
I'm so excited to be here because I can be in my home and do the work that I can handle in a day, just like stay-home moms and people that are in their home. But yet, if I have to go lay down for a little bit or go, you know, take a break, I can do that. But yet, I'm still doing something I'm so passionate about, you know. So I hope that answers your question, Dean.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for just being courageous and sharing that, too. So,
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Linda, I'd like to comment.
Please.
A little nutshell. I've been on program almost 15 months now, and I'm struggling to maintain the 60 pounds I've lost. But over the past couple of weeks, since I've connected with Dawn, she's been so inspiring to me, and we've kind of bonded, and so I'm trying to help her, but she doesn't probably realize that she's helping motivate me again to continue my journey. So I just wanted to say that to Dawn, and I really appreciate what you're doing, Dawn, and I think you're going to be an awesome coach.
Thank you for that. You've just been tremendous to me as well. So thank you, Linda, very much.
That, Linda, you hit something, and I want someone who maybe hasn't shared yet, because that's a part of our coaching that we don't always see, and it's easy kind of for us to leave our health in the bag while we help other people, and maybe Kim might have more to add to this, but a lot of times part of our motivation to help pay it forward is because it keeps me engaged in the process. And I won't stay engaged. I just know I won't, you know? So would someone who hasn't shared yet come off mute and talk about how this process of learning how to run a coaching practice, but at the same time, how has your health been benefited from helping others? Eileen, I saw you came off mute, honey.
Yeah. So as you can see in the background, the lovely background, I'm up here in Seattle supporting my daughter who broke her foot in August. She has 2 little ones, you know, a toddler, well, really 2 toddlers, boys. Wow. And so my excuse my excuse as a human being was to get off program because I just didn't have time for this. I brought my stuff up here, but that was almost 3 months ago. And I went off program last month. So I've been off for about a month and a half. And I gained some weight and I'm so depressed. And so this is really my first meeting, well, maybe my second meeting, because I kind of closed off everything. But the blessing of that is talking to my son-in-law, who, you know, I'm in his house. His father is a diabetic and he doesn't need to lose weight, but his blood count, I don't know that much about diabetes, which I should, but anyway, it's been really high. Yeah. So he talked to Alex and me, and after talking to him, he decided to start the program. So he's been on it not even a week now, but he loves it in the way that his numbers have come down from over 200 to like 130, 131. And with Alex's help, you know, we'll be able to help him. He's already very pleased. He's very focused. And that encourages me to know I need to get back in program. I need to stay on this for the rest of my life. That's what I choose. And I just like this forum and all of our forums to stay connected. I know I was in denial, and it's not a good thing. And it sets a bad example. I want to set a good example for my family, my daughter who broke her foot. Now she's interested in getting her health back.
I love that. Track. So. I love that, Eileen. I love that.
Thank you. I got my product yesterday, so
this is a poor program.
But I ate a few things last night that I probably shouldn't have, because like I'm starting on this today and I'm focused.
Well, and how many of for us is that true for? Betsy, yeah.
You know, I was gonna say that is so human of us, and that's one thing, is we aren't robots. We're all humans, and we have stuff that kind of bumps us out. But good for you for catching a hold again and coming back and going forward, because we all do it, whether we do it in our daily actions, you know, 2 hours later we don't have a meal or we have something that's not right. But it's a matter of moving forward and making daily decisions. And I don't think, well, I'll speak for myself. I've been on the program for almost 5 years. And yeah, I lost a significant amount of weight, but it's a constant battle at my age to continually keep the focus. But the cool thing is, all of us are heading towards better days and more optimal days than the other choices. So good for you. It's hard when we get derailed by our kids. It's hard when we get derailed by our bosses. I think every single one of us on the call can admit to that. So good for you for jumping back in, and it's great to see your face on the call today. And good for you for helping your son-in-law make a difference in all of your lives. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I want to say one more thing. Thank you for the encouragement, you guys, and Betsy, but just one more thing. I don't know what call I was on the other day where somebody was saying that they used their kids as an excuse not to be healthy, you know, just to eat whatever they ate and all that kind of stuff. And then she realized, and it's kind of faint because that is probably more than a week ago, where she said, then she realized, no, she needs to get her health on track so she can offer more of her time and more years with her family. So yeah, it's turning that negative into a positive.
That was Dr. Garcia. Sorry, Linda. That was Dr. Garcia.
Right. Yep. It was Dr. Garcia said that, and the gal who shared it with was Lisa, who's at our community. Yeah, isn't that interesting how that can flip if we can learn how to do that? Does anybody else have just anything that they want to add before we move forward about kind of, I don't know if you guys have read, and I'll add this point and then I want someone to jump in Dr. A's book, it's not the Habits of Health book. They used to send it. Kim's nodding her head. Probably Betsy remembers. It's like it's the small book. I won't go on super long, but basically there's a picture in there that Dr. Anderson has,
and it's Stop, Challenge, and Choose.
It's the hardback or the cover. No, oh, it's not that.
Discover your optimal health or something like that.
Yes, that's it. That is a phenomenal book, by the way. And oh, awesome, Taya! I see your phone. Welcome, sweetheart. It's good to see you or hear you. Can you hear us? Okay, I just stepped in. Okay. That's okay. Lauren and Taya, welcome to the meeting. You guys are coming in. But anyway, this picture is of a rocket ship. So here's the rocket ship and here's the moon. And he says, when we think about health, we always think, or we tend to think about things going on a straight trajectory, right? But he said, what it looks like in actual life is it goes like this. So you're always course correcting. It's not a straight line. It's like maybe you're on target 3% of the time, and then the other 97-98% of the time, you're course correcting. And Eileen, that's what you touched on. And Linda, that's what you touched on. And that is, I think, the majority of the experience of just health, of life, of anything that we're working on improving. Kim, do you have any thoughts? I'd love to hear. You've been on this journey.
I'll see how well this goes. She seems pretty lot better mannered than my kids, for sure. As everybody's talking, you know, I think about I've recognized recently the need for myself to have people that I'm leading and also being led at the same time. And just this realization, especially as a coach, how important. I had a span of time where I didn't have any brand new clients, and life just felt hard as a coach, you know, because the reality is that we're going to have challenges, and we're going to get, just like you've said, you know, this is, you know, that whole course correction thing. We're not going to be right on track all the time. And if we have a large group of people that we're coaching that are off track, it can become or feel a little bit maybe overwhelming at times, like, am I doing this right? You know, and then, but yet when you have people at every different part of their journey, you have that joy and excitement of the very first few weeks and that really great progress. And that gives me energy, and it gives me more, I don't know, insight, and it reminds me of all that joy to give, to help kind of spread that to people in other areas, you know, like at other points in their journey. And so I guess I just was thinking about that. And then on the flip side, on my own journey, I think last year, it's almost been a year, last year, about Super Bowl time, I walked into a store and there was just junk everywhere, right? You know, for the Super Bowl party. And I hadn't been tempted. I'd been, you know, feeling pretty good about my health and everything. And I walked in the store and I had this thought that, oh, remember when I used to just eat whatever I wanted, like this whole, like, oh, I wish I could do that again. And immediately this health coach brain comes in my, like, what are you talking about? Have you forgotten everything you've given up? You know, like everything you've gained by losing this weight? Are you crazy? What are you thinking? But in that moment, I just realized that's probably going to come back in my head, you know, throughout the course of my life. And because I attend meetings like this, because I'm surrounded by community, because other people are relying on me to help them with their health. I just realized I have set myself up for success.
Yes.
And I don't know that I even did that really intentionally. You know, people came to me for help and I'm like, okay, I'll coach you. And so I don't know that it was intentional, but I thought, you know what, if it was just me on my own, that I might've been able to stop myself in that store that day, but what about the next day?
Yep.
And what about, you know, I could see if it could have just completely slip. And yes. I could have been back to the depression that I was in before I started. So.
Yeah. And you're right, that it'll come back. And I think I assumed as a new client 3 years ago, once I get over this, I won't be tempted again. And man, is that a lie straight from the pit of you know where. You're not expecting to be hit in the face with advertisement, commercials, sometimes well-intentioned family members who can sabotage because they feel bad for you. It's that ongoing process. And Linda, you basically shared a huge aspect of why paying it forward and joining the mission can be so helpful. It's because you and Dawn are now partners. You guys are working together, and we're not better than the people that we assist, but man, do they keep us in line, because they're looking to us in some degrees to assist them and to encourage them. So I'm going to look in the mirror a lot more than I would if I didn't have people that I was saying it's possible to, you know? So I love that, Linda. I love your honesty and your authenticity, and keep going, girl. You and Dawn are going to make an incredible team. Betsy, please.
I'm sorry. The other thing that I was thinking of too is when we do our celebration calls with our clients, it puts it in our, and I don't know if our subconscious is correct or not, but it constantly keeps it in this part of our brain that we are thinking about health. We are working towards health. Everybody mm-hmm. struggles with it. You know, we get help from, you know, our clients, and we get help from our mentors, and we get help from each other. And because we're a sum total of the five people you spend the most time with, whether it be in person or on calls like this, we're supporting and supporting ourselves as well as supporting each other. So it's kind of like who learns more, the teacher or the student. There's just something about community that keeps us focusing forward on our own health as well as everybody assisting others. So I just wanted to throw that out. The importance of staying connected helps our brains keep there. And the brain's a very powerful, very, very powerful. That's it.
Yeah. That's perfect, Betsy, because all of us can step outside our doors and know that our culture is not contending for our health. Right? Just drive down the street. How many fast food restaurants do we run across? Grocery store. Candy's right there before the checkout line, you know, that last minute impulse of purchase. I've done it, you know. So it's Betsy nailed it on the head. Any other thoughts to share before we move on to some official business? This is great, by the way. I love it. I just want to make sure I don't miss anyone. No. I would be curious. I'm going to scroll through and make sure no one's raising their hand. Just come off mute if I don't see you, by the way. But I would be curious someday to add up the collective total of what our team has lost in weight someday. Because I know Betsy, it's 70 to 80 pounds. Or am I overshooting? 50. I'm overshooting. You're just up here on a pedestal for me. I think Betsy is just the greatest thing anyway. I know Kim is 127, right? Okay, I got that right. Woohoo! Okay, and then I don't know what Dean, where you're at, or Eileen, where you're at, or Martin, or Don.
I was 30 pounds, and I've been maintaining within about 28 to 27 pounds.
That's incredible. Not many people can say that.
I lost 30 pounds, but I gained about, in the last month and a half, about 9 back.
Oh, but you're going to get rid of it, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish it was overnight.
You love that confidence. I love it. So 30. I won't do the math right now, but someday we got to have Craig. And I'll make Martin do all the math because Martin is the math guy. I don't know why. He just represents the math club for me in our team because he's smart. So he's like, oh my gosh. Dawn, were you going to add something?
Oh, I was just going to say it's my third week and I'm down 15 pounds.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. The challenge is I'm 2 pounds away from the challenge. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh. You're so close. If you were to share 1 to 2 quick snapshots before I move into some official business and then we'll wrap up for our guests, what would you say have been a helpful thing for you, maybe in the games or outside the games, to staying on track? Because it can be hard.
I didn't know that the challenge wasn't a part of the program. So I think that was just oh, I have to do this. You know, it's the challenge. So that in and of itself was very helpful. The community support. Mm-hmm. I love the food. So that's
easy. Yeah.
I mean, the 5-in-1, I mean, just the way that the quick start guide is laid out, and then I use it like a Bible. You know, I write everything down. So the quick start guide is fabulous. Gosh, it's just all so well laid out that I just don't see much room for failure, because I'm somebody that when I do follow something, I follow it really closely. So,
got it.
But out of all that, I would say the community support is the most important. Like just saying, oh my gosh, my third day, I had to ask my coach. I was out at lunch and I couldn't remember if carrots were something I could have or couldn't have. So I quick texted her and I was like, can I have carrots? And she got right back to me. So just having, I've never done anything where someone could just get back to you that quickly. And yeah. I think any one of you would do the same thing. So just being there for each other.
And now you're doing that for others. That's a great, that's a really good perspective, Dawn, is they really do lay it out for us.
They do.
The recipe for success. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Any other thoughts before we move on? Something that you're burning to share? It's been awesome so far. Nope. Let me check out the chat because I'm slow. Perfect. Okay. Just good feedback. Okay. Perfect. It's about 10:37. So we're going to move on, and this is definitely another participation time. So I might just unmute everybody and see who starts talking first because I don't want to hear myself talk. But Kim and I were talking the other day, and last week, I don't know if you guys remember, but Craig and Alex gave us all a goal to work on. And if you're like me, some of us picked three and he said pick one and we picked three. So we had to go back to that one. But what I would love to hear is, were you able to accomplish that goal that you had shared? And how did that go for you? And I didn't write other people's goals down. So Kim, do you remember your goal?
I do because I accomplished it. And that's what I was, as I was texting with you, Linda, I thought, you know, it is, boy, that accountability piece is huge for me because I have to confess that, you know, I think Craig is at least the last 3 weeks has asked us to set, what is the goal? What's something that you want to take action on? And sometimes I this is terrible, but sometimes I don't always do things unless I know, like if I know somebody's going to ask me about it, I'm much more likely to do it.
Yeah.
Than if I'm like, well, he'll never ask me again. So I thought, you know, it would be great to have a little bit of accountability, but this week I did it. And so I was like, yeah, ask me this week. Cause I did it.
What was it?
It was writing down or getting video ideas for client videos, my weekly client videos.
Would you share one process that you did to get ideas that might be helpful for us?
I didn't. I don't know. Okay, so I don't know it's anything novel as far as to get ideas, but I think the concept of making sure that we're being fed is important. So. I sat down and got a few little things. It wasn't very, you know, awe-inspiring, you know, just sitting, the process of doing it, sitting down and listing it. I got a couple little things like, oh, like exercise and, you know, things that, you know, immediately come to mind for health. But just because I took that initial step, as I'm going through my day, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to not, because I think of things all the time, but then I don't write them down. So because of that, I was really, I have Evernote on my phone. So if I think of something, I pull it up and I have this document and I've just been continuing to add to. So, when I did my devotions this morning, some things came to mind and I jotted it down. Just other, you know, experiences with my kids and their struggles. And I think, you know what, that's kind of a universal health thing. I just jot it down. So, but I have, like I said, I, this is a great week for me to share because I actually did it, but I think it's also just equally as important to recognize, you know, like when we set out and we say we're going to do something, well, here's my thought from this morning. I actually posted it on my client page. You know, how many times we celebrate and we are so focused on that end result or end goal. And that can oftentimes be the scale, right? But we don't often celebrate when we, the process, the pieces of the process, when we actually follow through and do it. And that's why I thought, you know what, I need to celebrate the fact that I actually did what I said I was going to do. Because the more I celebrate that, the more, you know, I am to continue, whether that's, you know, cleaning my house or, you know, a financial goal or a health goal, the more we celebrate the fact that we actually do the things that we've committed ourselves to do, yeah. the more likely we're going to be successful in continuing to do those things. And so often,
yeah.
So often it's about the scale in our health or weight loss, you know. But what if we did is a happy dance like we do when that number pops up on the scale, when we drink water or we get enough sleep, like, yes, I did it. You know, I set out to do this.
So
those are just some of my thoughts.
I love that. Dean, did you have a thought?
Oh, no, I was just, thanks, Kim. No, that is so right on. And it's beyond health, right? I mean, it's celebrating when you don't feel like going out and exercising because it's raining and you do it and you go, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? I'm watching my breath come out, you know, as I go along and I'm feeling great. I mean, it goes so beyond that. And that's something that in my journey I've been learning is to celebrate those things because I'm that perfectionist kind of mentality, which is for the birds anyways. But it's just been a blessing to be able to relate to that. So thanks so much, Kim.
Yeah, that was great. It reminds me of animal training. You reinforce positive behavior. That's what we're doing. So it's really prevalent. Actually, I'm going to, we're about 20 minutes in, but I'm going to just call on people and I want you guys to share, if you don't remember your goal, one thing that you did do this week as far as moving your business forward in whatever way that might look like. Maybe it's praying for clients. Maybe it's reaching out to friends and just saying hi. So if you don't remember your goal, you can share that, but preferably what was your goal and were you able to accomplish it? So Dean, that makes you next.
Oh, sorry. So my goal was to reach out to a few folks, and I did do that, and I actually got some responses back. Yeah, I know. It's like, whoa, they're responding. So, and
people are going
to say, I know that sounds crazy, but some of these folks I've been talking to for months, not like just last week, but like six or seven months. And all of a sudden people are coming back, and I'm like, just so it's surprising for me. So that was my goal, and that's what I got to keep doing. So
the recipe works. I love that. Awesome. Linda, what about you?
Well, I have a confession to make.
Please, it's a safe place.
Okay. I'm not really of a goal setter. I don't like writing down. I mean, I'm a realtor, and my managing broker, he sits me down every three times a year, and we're supposed to share our goals. And I'm just like willy-nilly. So I pick a number. Okay, I'll reach this amount of property sold this year. But somehow I do it. But I don't like, and just kind of with this, I don't say, okay, I don't write down, I'm going to exercise every day this week, because then I feel like I'm a failure if I didn't reach the goal. So yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say, I'm willy-nilly at just, they're in my head, but I don't like writing them down because then I feel like a failure.
Yeah. I can relate to that.
Actually, if I may, Linda, you are a goal setter, and the thing is the pain that you're just what you just described, which thank you for sharing with us. But you really are setting your goals. It's just that fear thing that you're and hey, I've been there too. You know, I don't like structure. I'm entrepreneurial. I don't like structure, but really I do set goals. It's just that for similar reasons I let those barriers influence me. So I want to thank you, Linda, for being a goal setter.
And I didn't even know it.
I relate very much with you, Linda, and I've had that, and I don't think it's so much as a resistance to structure, because I really do like structure, but more of a fear of failure, I think. And I don't know why it's been, I mean, that's just something I've been kind of a path of discovery, I guess, is why am I so afraid to fail? And that's gotten, because of this program, I've gotten a little more comfortable, because it's not really a failure, right? It's just, you know, it's a lesson learned. And so I guess one of the things I might encourage you with, Linda, is just how would it feel different if instead of saying, you know, what is your goal or what do you want to accomplish, you know, maybe you could say, what would you like to celebrate at the end of this week? Because, you know, if you do really want to work out every day, you know, I want to celebrate every time I work out. I don't know. I mean, to me, that feels much different because there's not the guilt associated with not doing it. So if I don't work out on a day, there's not so much of like, oh, I failed. I didn't do every day. I only did six, you know, and then feel like a failure when in reality I worked out 6 days this week. That's awesome, you know? So for me, I've tried to find different ways of changing it to work with my own personality, my own hangups, my own concepts, to still move forward in a way that is going to be positive.
Yeah, I like that, Jim. Celebrate instead of, you know, a goal. That's great. And so I will throw this out again. I'm celebrating my reconnection or my connection with Dawn, who is helping me now. So I do have a connection.
Yes.
But it wasn't a goal. I didn't write this down. I'm going to meet that new gal out there.
Yeah, well, and maybe you could say, you know, I'm going to look for ways to celebrate other relationships that I can rekindle or start, you know, and so that, you know, and I feel like those kind of things, like that's, you know, writing down, I want to have this much in frontline volume, that means nothing to me because I'm not really driven by numbers and money and things like that. But if I can say even like, so this is a goal, I will reach out to 5 people. It doesn't matter if they call me back. It doesn't matter if it was a good or a bad conversation. If I follow through and take the action, I feel like I did. I feel accomplished. I mean, I can celebrate the fact that I took action. I did these things, and there's no pressure on the outcome. And I've found so much more personal satisfaction and success that way, rather than like I want to accomplish this many dollars or get this many, even I want to find 5 clients this month. That doesn't motivate me, but if I can just say, I'm going to take this action and be happy about the fact I did that, that helps me way more.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's not pass or fail, win or lose. That's what I wrote down from what you said, Kim. It's not pass. And so much of what we're taught in life with school or work is pass or fail, win or lose. It's what did I learn? And so what a cool thing to teach to the people that we serve, you guys. What an incredible thing. Martin, we're going to keep rolling along. You are next, Marty. Do you remember the question?
I believe I wasn't on last week at the end, so I was part of this exercise.
But that's okay. What's one thing you're celebrating this week?
Making connections. Some connections that I had made earlier, and they led to some other connections, which will
nice
to some more.
So just like what Dean was saying, or Kim, you took the action with the small steps, and they opened doors to other ones. Mm-hmm. That's encouraging. So much of the time, I think about 5 steps ahead instead of just what's right next in front of me, and that's really good. Love that, Marty.
But and if okay. I was going to throw something on as far as
please.
The goal setting that the discussion that's been going on. The kind of 2 things with goals is one is to make sure that they're meaningful, meaning that they're attainable, but also that they're meaningful, that they're not too easily attained. So I could set a goal every morning that I got up and put my socks on. Great, that was an awesome goal. And I did put my socks on every morning. But it's not something that was meaningful. But if I also make it too big that I never come close, then it becomes defeating. So the group, to me, this or when we look at the goals, the successful part isn't the successful part of the goal is taking the action steps in between that actually moves us forward to what the ultimate goal is.
Yeah.
So it's not so much, you know, attaining it would be nice, but it's the action steps in the middle. And so we were talking about being on program this morning. What really is being on program? If we want to boil it down, it's 3 kind of core things. Drinking water, eating something every 2.5 to 3 hours, and using stop, challenge, and choose. That's program.
like in a general sense versus just the weight loss.
Right.
Sense.
So we're at our goal weight. We've reached our goal weight. We're staying on program. So what's staying on program when we're at our goal weight?
Got it.
It's maintaining the weight within a certain range. And it's using those three really
core. Those three things. Those I like that. Things. I don't think I've ever boiled it down that simply before. That's really helpful, Martin. Thank you.
Yeah. So you know what? I ate something that wasn't on program, but yet I was on program because I ate every 2.5 to 3 hours. I just happened to make a poor choice because I chose a donut versus vegetables.
Yeah.
But I ate something.
Right.
Or I had pizza for breakfast. You know what? I had breakfast. It just
yes. So it's just like what Kim and Dean are saying is taking it to that celebration. And Linda, inspect what you expect. I've learned that. Inspect what you expect.
Well, thank you for letting me ramble.
Yes, that was helpful. Thank you. We'll keep going. Thanks, Marty. Always good to hear from you. Betsy, are you able to come off mute and share from last week? If not, I can. Yes.
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm with Martin. I actually had to go. I wasn't able to finish the meeting, but I did listen to the recording and I didn't finish the recording. But what I'm working on was something that had been suggested, and that is the reaching out. I learned some things about Facebook that I didn't understand. And so I've been trying to respond to people's messages on Facebook. And I really want to thank Kim for what she shared, because I'm kind of where Linda was. I feel like I don't want to set a goal because I'm afraid I'm not going to meet it. But what Kim shared was very helpful, because I did reach out to several people this week on Facebook that had I not had that seed planted in my brain, I wouldn't have done it. So thank you, Kim, for your words, because now I'm actually willing to share that I did move forward and was meeting and working towards a goal, even though it wasn't necessarily connecting with 10 people on Facebook, because I didn't make that definitive of a goal. I just made a goal to try and be more out there with Facebook and try and connect with people. Here comes a fire truck, so I'm going to mute.
Okay. Awesome. Dawn, what about you?
Let me unmute. My pen, I'm just going crazy. You guys are so awesome. I love everything. It's so inspiring. It was my first meeting last week, so.
Okay.
But I set a goal for myself.
Yeah.
And that was just to get to know my community, like who the other coaches are, get involved in Facebook, get more involved in the challenge. And then when my kit came, I was so excited, my coach's kit.
By your picture.
Just to be more organized, like I set up a notebook and I write down the clients that I don't want to call them clients. I just don't like that. But souls, the people that I really want to touch. Then I did reach out to, so many people, because there's so many friends and family at the beginning stages, I think, that are interested. So those are all the things that I've done so far and obtained one client. So
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, that was
serving a life.
Yes.
Joining someone. Yeah. I love that. And you did get to know some of us. I think it looks like on social media you were.
And I think Facebook is so important. I don't see very many people on there, and it surprises me because I see so many coaches on the calls and so many people on the, and I guess the Facebook is just our team, right? That's just our.
Yes. Our team. Private community page.
All right.
Yeah. That's just our team. Yeah.
I think it's great to see people on there because you can connect that way.
Yeah, it's coming alive. I think that feed is starting to show more. Awesome. Thank you, Dawn. Mm-hmm. Eileen, what about you, sister? Sounds like you've had some celebrations where you're assisting some people already, even though you were in your own struggle and you knew the system could help somebody else. But from your own words, what are you celebrating this week?
I would celebrate my son-in-law's father, who just started on Sunday, and he's really his wife was here yesterday because we share the same grandkids, and she was here and she was saying, I can't believe how focused he is. He will not eat anything, you know, off program. She didn't say off program, but, you know, he is so focused. And so that encourages me.
Wow.
So, you know, it touched, I didn't realize that this could touch other people's lives because they're watching him. And so the wife is being affected. My daughter's being affected and my son-in-law's being affected. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Also, I wanted to add in when Linda was talking about, you know, the not wanting to write things down, you know, goals down. I can totally understand. I can really relate. But I was, it just came in my brain. How about celebrating, setting up like a celebration daily journal? So you set these goals in your mind, but you don't write them down. But when you do accomplish something, you write them down, because for me, I like to, I need words of encouragement. So if you actually write those accomplishments down, like today I walked 2 miles, or I drank over 100 ounces of water today, or I have a potential client, maybe put their name down and maybe some tips on how to get them into the program. I don't know, just a celebration daily journal.
Yeah, I love that. So that you're remembering the positive things that we do. Because yeah. Sometimes, a lot of times we're overwhelmed by what we didn't do right and we totally forget, well, what did I do right? And I think Kim and Linda touched on that. That's awesome. Just for the sake of time, I think that's it, right, guys? Lulu is taking care of her son and just listening. We love you. Kim, is Jeremy your Jeremy? Okay. Does he have anything he wants to add?
I try not to speak for him all the time, but I think he's probably not able to talk where he's at, is my guess. But I'm
got it.
Sure.
He's listening in. Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you guys for letting me kind of guide our very fun party ship today. There's a topic that we didn't get to, but I want Craig to touch on it next week. And that's been, it's been a very successful fruit producing thing for me to be doing 2 celebration calls with my mentor every week. That's a goal that I set, but if you haven't yet, or maybe you're just starting to bring on one person and you're helping them out between day 6 and day 10, I'm going to give you that clue. That's what I'll give you guys, is a sweet spot. And to set up, hey, we're going to meet with one of your support pieces, don't use that word, it's a person. I'm excited for you guys to meet each other. That has been an incredible tool that I've started using. And that my coaches have started using. So I'll leave it at that because I don't want to unveil too much. And we've had an incredible conversation today, but think of your action step. I don't know, should we talk about action steps? It's 11 o'clock my time. Any thoughts? Martin.
I actually have a call. I was saying I have to go.
Oh, you have to go. You're waving. Okay.
Waving.
Okay. Well, that's probably, I think that's good, you guys. Walk away with the things that we talked about. Like Eileen said, write them down. Write down your celebrations. Celebrate those little things. Even if, like for me, it was doing a 20-minute yoga video because that was all I could do. And it didn't feel like very much compared to what I used to do. But you know, you kind of reset your standards when you're pregnant and in a new season of life. So give yourself grace, but set those places to celebrate. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone. This was great.
Great job, Linda. Thanks for leading us.
Yeah. Thanks for being awesome. You guys are just awesome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.